Thank you for calling Fernley-Hill Surgery. If you have a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 999. The practice is under significant pressure due to demand for appointments. This demand has now far outstripped our safe working levels. If you require urgent attention, please hold and your details will be taken by one of our receptionists. Our duty doctor will triage all urgent requests. They will manage as many cases as they can in order of clinical need. However, it may be that they cannot attend to your needs today. If you have not heard back from the practice by 6 p.m. and you feel you cannot wait until tomorrow, then please look at the symptoms guide at www.nhsinform.scot or call 111 for advice. Your call has been placed in the queue. Please hold for our first available team member.
Your call is...
this one, all these documents, you've stated that they can't be uploaded. Do you know where the email is for it? Bernard Lewis. About a month ago.
Hello, Fernley-Hill Surgery.
Hi, this is James calling from MMA Legal. How are you today? Are you okay?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. I'm just calling in relation to a subject access request, which we sent via post on the 24th of April to 8 Fernie Road, postcode being EH177AB. I'm just ringing to see if you could confirm if you've been in receipt of this.
Okay, which patient was it regarding?
Bernard Lewis. Date of birth is the 28th of December 1967.
Let me take a look. It doesn't seem April.
The 24th, yeah. It could have been posted, obviously. We more than likely would have been in receipt of it a couple of days after the 24th.
Yeah.
It was sent from us on
It was
day.
Dated that day. All right. I will take a note and head through to I'll give the note to the office for them to investigate. We are just closing for lunch, so it's most likely going to be this afternoon if you hear something back. But I'll get them to give you a call.
Okay, no problem. Can I just, while you're on the phone, can you just confirm for me a appropriate email address for our request for your surgery?
So it's going to be LOTH.
Yeah.
Dot clinicals.
Clinicals, not clinical.
Yes, with an S.
Yeah.
70.
Yeah.
164.
Yeah.
At nhs.scot. So was it a letter, did you say?
We would have sent via post. We would have sent proof of ID, assigned mandate being a letter of authority from our client to obviously send the subject access request on his behalf and as well as proof of address.
Okay.
If you could possibly tell the relevant team to email me at james.low.
James.low, yeah.
Just to clarify, that's with an E on the end as well. Sorry.
Yeah.
At mmalegal.
Yeah.
.co.uk.
.co.uk.
And if you could quote our reference, which is 100222.
100222.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, no problem. I will pass that note along. So you're just looking to check on the progress of it, is that right?
Just to see if you've actually, if you're able to confirm receipt. If you haven't been in receipt, obviously, of this R request, I'll go ahead and I'll send one via email instead to obviously just avoid any further delay as well. If we haven't sent the subject access request or you haven't been in receipt of it, but the client in question, Bernard Lewis, isn't registered at the practice, would you just be able to let me know in that email?
Yeah, no problem. He is registered here, so I will pass that along. All right.
No worries. Thank you very much. I appreciate
the call.
Have a nice day.
Bye.